Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Brother Drew.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother DeWall. You know, I'm going to bring everybody in.
Oh, you got everybody? You there, Brother Drew?
Oh, can you hear me, Brother DeWall?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. He said he was bringing everyone on.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead on and start. Nobody has
well, been... Well, everybody got off.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm on.
Everybody's off.
I'm on.
Okay. Brother Drew, Brother Mahaff, ain't nobody never did a State of the Union on a people that renamed themselves Black African Americans. But what we're going to do is we're going to trace the history in a chronological order, like we always do, of this person that called themselves a black African American, that's a black Gentile, Democrat and Republican, and filled with the Holy Ghost. We've been to trace their history. And I got caught with my drawers down, as the old folks used to say a long time ago, and Brother Drew had the patches in. The lines was full when I called. I was about 48 minutes, and the line was full of Brother Drew. So what we're going to do is trace some history in a chronological order. The King James 1881 Bible is a storybook, a beautiful storybook if you understand how to read the story of how this book was written by an esoteric knowledge, so of how to read it. So we're going to dissect it. You don't have to believe us. Just do the research, and we're going to tell you a story. We're going to start with the 25th chapter of Genesis. The story don't start here, but we're going to start it here for this lecture. The story starts at the 15th chapter of Genesis when Abraham had a nightmare about his children being taken to another land by Magog, who is the Germanic race of people, and they would become them. And so we're going to see how they become them. So if we go into the 25th chapter of Genesis, where Abraham took another wife by the name of Keturah. Keturah in that language means sweet smelling. So this black woman, she was sweet smelling to old Abe. He was an old man when he took her. Their first child, they fourth child named Menon, and he had some sons. You go down to the fourth verse, he'll tell you the sons of Menon. Well, in 1555, John Hopkins, who was a Presbyterian minister, was working for the Stuart country in slavery, went into the Congo, and on the good ship Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist, and bought to Jamestown, Virginia, 175 of these Mennonites. This was in 1555. They don't start the history with this, but documentation beats all bullshit conversation. You can go check out what I'm saying. We just sharing a story with you of what we done learned over a period of over 50 years of studying. He brought these slaves over here. They was Mennonites to Jamestown, Virginia. When he got off that boat, Governor Yarlett's brother was on that ship with John Hopkins, and he had impregnated one of the slave girls. And I find it ironic that they named the baby Adam. You can go into American's history. That firstborn baby was named Adam of these slaves who came over here. Now, in 1619, the government said that there was no more Mennonites, purebred Mennonites, over here, and that the people that they had bred it with and had children with will be known as Negroes. That was colored people. And from 1619 to 1970, which is 351 years, you was known as Negroes that was colored people. You have history. Your history is different from a sect of people came out of the Negroes that was colored people. And this sect I call the Jacksonites, which Jesse Jackson is the father of this sect that broke away from the Negroes that was colored people. And he said that he was no longer a Negro that was a colored person, that he was a black African American, Jesus Christ first, the Democrat Party second. So this was a sect that broke out that in 1970, the government, may damn tell you understand, the government said it was all right for you to change your name to become a black African American that was a black Gentile, black Democrat, or Republican. It was all right for you to change your name to that, because on the census they put, are you black African American or are you a Negro that's the colored people? So they gave you a choice. So 1 million people said that they was black African Americans, that they was this people, the Jacksonites. But in the year 2020, it was 42 million of these people that said they was black African Americans that held these titles that was authorized by the government for you to have so you could become black and proud. And when we trace this history in a chronological order, then you can understand how you became this, and you don't know the history of the Negro that's the colored person, because if I asked a 5-year-old who is a Negro that's a colored person, he don't know. At 3 years old, I know that I was a Negro that was a colored person. Drew did and Mahal did. You knew this from day one, who you were. I asked a boy at a lecture we had over in Fort Worth with Cole, who was a black African, who was a Negro that was a colored person, and he has had a master's degree, born in 1981. Brother Drew, he didn't know who a Negro that was a colored person. So, Brother Mahal, you there with me, Brother
yes.
Mahal?
I'm
we
here.
We can see where the science of eugenics has worked on these people born after 1970 who became a American. Once you become a American, you are totally genocided. You can become a Russian American or Mexican America, Chinese America, Vietnamese America, but once you attach that name American on you as your title, then you can't even speak your language, we find in this out, of your ancestors. You can't speak Mexican no more. You can't speak Vietnamese no more. You can't speak Chinese no more. And you 10, 11, 12, and 13 years old. You are a American, meaning that you believe in every school of thoughts they talk about. In the same Bible, they tell you that it was these people was some people that lived over here, that Magog and Gog had genocized them so. They say they would die from a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge means ignorant, that these people were so ignorant that they would be calling themselves a Gentile. They would be calling themselves by the name of Magog and Gog, who is a Gentile, who we call white folks.
Mm-hmm.
See, we put on down like that. So in 2022, we know who these ignorant people are that lives in America. You know, we can use this book as a stepping stone to find these people, because this book is an instruction book of how to what to look for. And so what we're looking for is, they called it, once upon a time, they called it the curse of Ham. Is I understand the curse of Ham. Here's a person that come from Ham, which means black, and he's calling himself a black Gentile. Well, before it was a black Gentile, it was a white one. How did you become a black one? That's the most important thing that you should have been asking yourself, but you didn't. You didn't get Christianity to 1870. That's 151, 2 years ago. They give you Christianity. 1869, Jesus said that you was a subhuman being, gave you his history.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how big a fools we done become when you become a black African American, which you ain't got but 52 years of history. And I can start at 1970 with Superfly, because I'm Superfly. But before I was Superfly, I was Fly. You didn't become Superfly until 1970,
80s. Can I add something to what you just said?
Fly-ass nigga when, in 1964 and 65, that's what I call myself, all pimps and players and hustlers and pushers call themselves Fly. I was Fly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do it to me. I'm 76 years old. Oh, let me finish this right quick. So
okay,
when we go back and look at the history of the Negroes that was colored, but then we can see that when this black African-American came in, he came in with a culture called hip-hop culture. If we trace the stats from 1970 of this black African-American who used to be a Negro that was a color pit, he going to be number one in everything that ain't good. He going to be the number one in prison. He going to be the number one in illiteracy. He's going to be the number one in moral condition. He's number one in everything, and his culture is number one all over the world. Even change the old Chinese belief. They got hip-hop Chinese, where they used to would kill you if you would do the shit that they doing now in China. So we can see, we can break this down to see that these people with these doctor's degrees with summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laudes, they call themselves black African Americans. You meet the prophecy in the Bible of being the most ignorant person that ever walked on the face of the earth. And after 52 years of studying you, like we done studied you, we understand who you are right now. Go ahead on, Brother Mahal.
I wanted to, first of all, greeting to everybody in the family and the listening audience. I wanted to go back to something you was talking about. You were saying now calling themselves an American. Okay, so I'm in Genesis 15, and this is, like you said, it was a nightmare that was shown to then when he was referred to as Abraham, and
right,
he lets him know that he said to Abram, this is starting at the 13th verse, 15:13, okay? He says, know with certainty that your offspring shall be aliens in a land not their own, and they will serve them, and they will oppress them 400 years. Keep that number in your mind. But also the nation that they will serve, I shall judge, and afterwards they will leave with great wealth. As for you, you shall come to your ancestors in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age, and the fourth generation shall return here. Now, listen carefully to the name of these people that black folks are calling themselves in English today. For the iniquity of the Amorite shall not yet be fulfilled until then. They teach that, which is erroneous, that, in Egypt. No, they didn't spend 400 years in Egypt. So that is not talking about that. 230 years in Egypt from the time that they count Joseph being in there until the time that they left. That's 230 years, not 400, okay? But this right here tells you, which they skip over, especially when it says 400 years, you're going to be in a place. And who's doing it to you? The Amorite. Amorite is Old King's English for the English word today called American or America. It's the same root word in Hebrew, Amri, which is the root letters in the word English word American right now, which is the A-M-R word. And you know folks around the world, they're called Amirs, Emirs. All of that is still the same root word. And America means they're in charge. Amri, in charge. Dominate. You got the rulership, my command. So that's what that word means. So these are these folks who are supposed to be in charge. And then he says, so now today they've got people calling themselves something that they're not even. Remember, it's a difference between the word Afro and Afrit with the K. These are not the same words. Afrit, Afrikaan, as the Dutch, we talked about this in a couple shows ago. Afrikaan is what they were referring to, the quote-unquote white Dutch, who established what? South Africa as a country. So, and it says the definition of that word, even already known to those who speak a language, where the word Afrik is in that language, it refers to 80% of the time pale skins. That's what it says it does. Afro does not. Afro is also Ephra, which means prosperous, bountiful. Basically, you got some good stuff going on. That's the word of Afro. So I wanted, since you was mentioning, I'll try to, you know, every so often, as you move more and more into the different layers of this whole thing about the state of the union regarding African Americans, they got two words they're calling themselves. Yes, they have actually calling themselves American. They're using the name of the oppressor, and King James in the King James dialect said Amorite, because first of all, there's no country called America. Okay, that wasn't set up yet. But they still refer to a people who was known as the Amorites, and these folks were trying to knock King James off his throne. So they were working with some other groups to actually make that happen. And King James had colonies over here in the America, hence the word Jamestown. You mentioned that too, so a moment ago. So all of these things right here, we're starting to get a picture of who all had their hands in the pot. So before the pale skins knocked the dark skins, because you go back to medieval Europe, to King James' time, before his time, 13th century, 12th century, 11th century, all these folks who was ruling Western Europe, they were known as today's vernacular, Negropeans. So Holland, all these places, the Duke of Earl, all these guys are all brown people like us. And guess what? Their descendants live here. And what seed are you calling that? Yafit. Black Yafites here in the Americas. And look at the names folks got. I just got through helping a guy an hour ago. His family last name is Taylor. So I went up there, and sure enough, it tracks his crest to Scotland, Ireland, Germany, and England. Mm-hmm. And when they use that word ancient, they're always talking about people like us, our color. So those folks were ran up out of their territories when they used to rule, and they were set up over here, including the Franks, now called French. Right. You see what they did? So they flipped the terminologies, and yet the family crest, I pulled the crest up, I sent it to the guy in his text message, I said, this is your family crest for the Taylor family. And he was blown away by that and said, look what it says. It says ancient. Right. I said, anytime you see that, medieval, dark ages, that's black people who was ruling Western Europe. They ended up here. That's why you had, during plantation days, black folks speaking German, Bavarian, and Frankish. They call it that. They were speaking that here. And now today, folks believe that the names that they have is a result of the pale-skinned people, and that's not necessarily true. The pale-skinned people weren't necessarily in mass numbers living in Western Europe like that. So Negropeans are here. And the Cherokees use the word Gog and Magog to back up what you just said a minute ago. We call the word in Cherokee Agigagay. Agig is Agag, which is Gog, which means those who come to destroy, conquer, burn things down, That's what that word, and their faces is as the color of the flames, hence the word redneck, or some other names that you may want to call. But that word Gog also describes who you're looking at, and you judge them or evaluate them based on what you see them doing. So that's all I wanted to add right now to what you were saying. So continue, my brother. You said some good stuff, and I can see just for a little extra clarity.
I have to pick it back on you. The word America. A stands for one.
Yes.
See, when the people that named this country was the Illuminati Masons. They
right.
blown. They was a certain bloodline coming from a certain place. So how we find them, they named this place America. America is a county from where their ancestors came from in London. Not London. When this place was called London by the Gauls
right.
and the Danes and the Franks that lived there. So these people that was in this Masonic order at Lodge Number One come from, their ancestors come from America, which is still a county over there. And if you want to go learn about America, go look at a movie. It's a series, 140 series on Netflix. On, let's see, Fire Stick, you can get it. It's called The Last Kingdom. It's 148 series.
Mm-hmm.
The history of these people that call themselves Americans that you don't know anything about. See, ain't no knowledge ain't put out here now. See, everything is just like Johnny Taylor says, everything is out in the open if you know where the opening is and where the opening come from. See, when you say that you are an American, that means one thing, that you believe in their government. Their government is there as ruins of the eagle. Red, white, and blue is the color. Their education system is that of the Sophites. Their religion system is angelic, gospel, Christian, Episcopal teaching under the high church, low church, and broad church. This is who America is. America
yes.
is called federal. And it doesn't make any provisions for a Democrat and Republican Party. A Democrat and Republican Party is used in state constitutional laws and electing their officials. But in America, it's ran by the federal. And that's why we in the federal boys is... The federal is raising hell as we speak right now on inflation. And if you read in the protocol like we have, if you notice something, for all you scholars that have good notice something, observation, that if we read protocol number 7 where it says bring the guns of China on you, have you noticed something? That the allies to China for the last 10 years, I have charted, it might probably be longer than this because I didn't know this knowledge until about 10 or 15 years ago. And then I started charting it, noticing something
that's repetitious out here is that 5 months out of a year, 5 months, you're going to have, America is going to have a conflict with China. Then they're going to move over to China, to Korea. Then they're going to move over to Russia. Then they're going to move over to the Muslim countries, the four Muslim countries. Every 5 months, you in a conflict with people. You in conflict with the Chinese, the Korean, the Russian, or the Muslim.
And keep in mind, the Chinese just had a new year, the year of the ox. And the year of the ox represents it's time to get to work and get busy.
Right.
And something on your title for today's show, we were just briefly touching on the history of the Negro Christian, which I know we're going to get into with the time we got left, versus African Christian. Okay, so we know about the Jebusites, right? All of that's instilled in Genesis 15. These are all the enemies, so listed as the enemies, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Cadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the word peri means lawlessness, lawless ones. And the Raphaim, okay, now we got some fallen blood in the mix here. It says the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Well, you and I know with respect to this type of Christianity that's in the world today was set up, but they changed their name. So now we ended up knowing them as the Jesuits instead of the Jebusite. You remember, like, you know this way better than I do. To throw people off in another tongue other than how it was written in originally, you change it by the one-letter rule. Either you take a letter or you switch a letter with another letter, or you put a letter in there, and only those in the know really understand what the original source is. So the Jebusites' name changed. This is as of the writing of King James time, okay, the translation. And then and by some time, you're no longer calling them that. You're now, instead of Jebusi and all these other different names, you now know them as the Jesuits. So remove the letter B. So you don't say Jebusite, the root letters, the J, the B, and the S. No. The B is gone. He's just a Jesuit. That's what I wanted to add to that.
And see, Brother Mahal, they knew that some people was coming that was studying that would pick up on this knowledge. See, if you use, first of all, we are talking and communicating in so-called a language that they call English. Now, for 350 years, the Catholic Church forbidden anybody to speak this language. William Shakespeare Tilton brought this language out. But they forbidden it to be used. Ask thyself a question. Why did they forbid the people, which was the aristocrats of England, to use this language under the penalty of death, because they killed Shakespeare for writing in this language right here, is because this language is coded. This language is coded that had to be a damn near genius to understand the codes in this language. When it was written in codes of the Bible, you had to be a well-studied man to understand these codes. But they knew somebody was coming that would understand these codes because they talked about it. But it would be a very few people to understand these codes because it's all in the language. They give you a clue in the Bible at the 10th chapter of Genesis when they give you the chronological order. They give you some instructions in there. They tell you, according to the tongue, that the tongue is the most important part of what, when, how, why, and how, who said the shit. Because mm-hmm. is it true or not true? And see, once you conquer a race of people and you mix your seed with them, that is called a half-breed. He ain't pure no more. He half who his mama is and half who his daddy is. He's a mixed breed. He's weaker than
right.
that.
Or they call it in a muggle blood. As they've
he's
been
not,
using in Harry Potter stuff. They don't call them mixed like that. They call them a muggle blood.
Right. See, they're not pure blood anymore. This is what Hitler wanted, pure blood. Everybody right now is damn near half-breeds. Ain't too many damn pure-blooded people is walking around on Earth right now. The only pure-blooded people is them 104 uncivilized tribes where white folks ain't never been. You got over 100 of them over here in the Western Hemisphere. You got 2 in the Southern Hemisphere, what you call Africa, and 2 in the Eastern Hemisphere, what you call India. Uncivilized group that never has been made contact with Magog, Gog, and Tubal or the subhuman being. What it is.
Right.
He never had made any contact with them. And he would kill your ass if you try to make contact with them. They found that out 2 years ago. If you try to make contact with them down in the Amazon with these people, these are the pure Anunnakis. These are the Anunnakis that was left here when the Anunnakis fled from here. See,
yes.
So we know this because, see, history starts in ancient Sumer, started in Africa and Egypt. Africa and Egypt got every damn thing from them, and all the modern-day technology we got has been here, goddammit, before. We got it from them. The white boy got it from them.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't stole a damn thing, because you got to understand that everything down here didn't come from Earth. Everything down here is an alien. And you don't know which damn alien planet that done mixed the sea, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Palladium, all of these people are here. They show you a movie called Star Trek. All them people, all them different things in the Confederation. Why you think they getting star troops right now? Why you
right.
think?
So here's a question. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you. What is the major difference for the listening audience? What is the major difference between a Negro Christian versus an African Christian? What makes them different, or does it make them the same?
No. What makes the difference is they believe. Now, ask yourself a question. Christianity. Let's look at Christianity, since you brought that up. Let's look at Christianity up on the angelic gospel Christian teaching in America. You have the Nicene Creed and the Apostolic Creed churches. Now, the
right.
Apostolic Creed churches is the Presbyterian, the Methodist, the Catholic, and the Episcopalian. The Nicene Creed is the Baptist teaching. The Tertullian Creed is all other these non-denominations and these Pentecostals and all these other churches up under. Now, according to the national religion of America, these churches is called the low churches, broad church teaching, I mean. The
mm-hmm.
angelic gospel Christian epistles become high and low. The reason they become high and low is some people that was in high disagreed with some of the teaching, and they broke away and called themselves the low, meaning that they broke ties with that church. And just like when it first started off, it was federal. Then some people in the federal broke and called themselves Democrat and Republicans. Then they got the pissed off and they started arguing with each other. They broke away. They called themselves Democrat and Republican. Then some people broke away from them and called themselves Masons because they say these Democrats and Republicans are damn Masons. But in 4 years, these Democrats and Republicans that were Mason had killed out this anti-Mason political party, and you see Democratic and Republican become independent right in a chronological order. When you study like you don't make no damn mistake, and you don't make no mistake on your history, and that's the way we have studied. So, what is the difference in this? We have to go all the way back through the history of religion. Why did in the 5th century, the Coptic Church and the Jacobite Church, which Jacobite means King James Church, why was they expelled? They was expelled because they disagreed with Christmas. They said that was Nimrod, that was pagan. In the paganism.
And did the Lutherans also get expelled?
Right. And then in the 1025 A.D., all the Orthodox churches went away from the Catholic Church because of Nimrod's birthday. And they hold a celebration of Jesus' birthday in January. So when you know the history, and I do know this damn history, because if you think I don't, I'll put your butt on some stage. Make a fool out of you for saying I don't know it and give you the book where it come out of. I'm just reciting what they have wrote about themselves. And the people to study with is the Rosicrucians, which came into existence in 1614 in Germany with Ashkenazi, you call them the Jews. In 1489, 6 or 7 years later, they wrote a book called The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. Those are the people that you study with if you want to know the truth. Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which is the Germanic race of people, which is his cousin, who he says is a damn subhuman. That's a Martian. That's mixed his seed with Mars. And they made a peace treaty with them in 1957 with Eisenhower. Sent a colony from Russia and the United States in 1951 under Truman's administration to Mars. So math on 51 to 22 and see how long they've been had a colony up there. But they're telling you about it now.
And look at the word you just said. Let's link these two words together, Mars and Mary. The S is just a drop. It's a short because you're coming out of the Greek, so they chopped a part of it off. So instead of Zeus or Zeus, okay, you only left with the M-A-R, which is the original root word for M-E-R. And now we have this place called what? Mary. America, and Ka means where they are at is where their stronghold and where they're anchored to. So this entire Western Hemisphere, as you know, North America, Central America, South America, they're telling you they got this whole hemisphere sewed up. That's really what they're saying. But it's interesting that you mentioned from Mars. And I immediately link the English word that we're using today, drop the A, and you've got mare, Mary, Marie. I just wanted to add that to that while you was on the topic of that word.
Yeah, and see we have, when you see what kind of religious system that you got. Now, my question to what your question should be, which one is correct? The Nicene Creed or the Tertullian Creed or the Apostle Creed? These different Christians, which one is correct? That's what you should have been asking yourself when you got your doctor's degree in theology,
mm-hmm.
when you was mm-hmm. a slave, you was given this religion, where the hell it comes from. And why
mm-hmm.
these different beliefs? Why am I not? And then ask yourself this question. In 1870, when they said for you black African Americans that it was all right for you to be a Christian, they said
yeah.
that you can be a Christian, but you can't be nothing but a Methodist or a Baptist. You can be colored Methodist Episcopal or African Methodist Episcopal, but you can't be Christian Methodist Episcopal, and you have to be up under our teaching. You can't, if you are not a Methodist, you will have to be a Baptist for us to make an emancipated slave out of you and take a Christian name. You would have to be a Baptist.
Right.
Meaning that you couldn't
and when
be
you
first
use that word
Baptist,
emancipate.
Wait a minute. You couldn't be First Baptist. You can't name your church First Baptist. It has to be Second Baptist, and that First Baptist would tell you how to run your church, what to teach.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
This is when they gave you religion, that you got the Holy Ghost done caught you right now in 2022. You done been caught by a Holy Ghost.
mm-hmm.
Your religion system. Now let's go to your education system, which is up under the ancient Sophites. So I want you to go do some research on the Sophites, but I'm going to tell you who the Sophites are, what they believe in, tell you the history of the Sophites. There were 12
mm-hmm.
schools of thought in ancient Greece. Seven of them was killed out, and five of them remains as we speak today up under the ancient Sophites, which is like a Masonic order, which was nothing but a school of thoughts. The first school of thoughts that they killed off was Dialogue. That was a man that had a students and people that he didn't believe a goddamn thing that you said. You had to prove to you. Now let's see what the ancient Sophites believe in. You can go Google this or get you a book on it. Our big mama had a history book on it. Ancient Sophites, that's the reason I know about it. I've been reading about them since I was 3-4 years old. Didn't know what the hell I was reading about, but I know now what I was reading about them. The Sophites believed in love. They four schools of thoughts taught love. They also believed that if you went to their schools, you had to pay them. All the other schools were free back in ancient Greek at this time. But you had to pay them and pay them dearly. And all of their priesthood, you had to worship them, all their teachers, as gods. This is the Sophites' teaching. Their schools of thoughts was Eros, who this man
right.
taught that love was between male and female. Phalo, this man taught that love was between male and male, and that at 15 years old, every male should have had a homosexual experience with each other.
Right, and that's part of
okay.
of Greek classical philosophical thought.
Let me do this. I'll let you Stogate taught that love was between female and female, and that at 15 years old, a female should be had a homosexual experience with another female. Agape was the school of thoughts that the love of God.
Right.
Of the God that you believed in. And I find it very interesting that this is why L-O-V-E is taught so hard in this society at this day and age of time. That's all you hear, love, 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 love me, love, love, love. That's all you hear. It's because your mind has been programmed in genocide. That's where we can see that you've been genocided to this word. In this school of thought, in this school of thought, go ahead on, piggyback.
So, agape, when you said they taught the love of God, right? We know that's a Greek concept. You just cleared that up. But who they was calling a god or gods and goddesses is somebody in a skin suit walking around, which, again, is still that type of now today an acceptable to many people alternative lifestyle. So they're still not talking about the universe. They're not talking about the principle of Yah. They're not, that's not what they're discussing here. I want to give you the definition of Mars, one of the definitions. First, they do tell you the god of war and the most important Roman god after Jupiter. And it's also in the name of the month of March is named after him. And then the Greek equivalent is Ares. You mentioned all of that a minute ago. Now watch this. A verb, M-A-R-S, third person present. Okay, synonyms. First, it says impair the appearance of and to disfigure. It says synonyms, spoil, ruin, impair, disfigure. And then it says detract from, flaw, blemish, scar, mutilate, deface, deform, upset, damage, wreck, harm, hurt, blight, taint, tarnish, sully, stain, pollute, and vitiate. You know, vitiate basically means to take away from something that's original. So somebody say something a certain way or have done something a certain way, and now you already cleared that up in some moments ago when you said, you know, everything that they came over here and they took it from someone else. Yes, vitiate. And then not gave them any credit for it and flipped it around. So, yeah, we've got, hey, people – to listen to, we got problems here, because what folks are thinking that they're saying or what they think old pastor is laying down is far from it, is far from what is really going on and what has happened. So your entire way of life has been ruined. It's been spoiled. It's been disfigured. You're not going to get any positive feedback and truth, that's the ultimate, about any of this stuff here. And yes, folks have no clue about what in the world is going on here. That's why they talk about the god of war and all this other sort of thing. Wait, hold on a second. And we have this word and the word itself, America. Yes, we do. Okay, so now hold to the original definition to impair the appearance of and disfigure. Now you have to go back to see what was before the time of when they arrived and what exactly did they set about. Because using the word God and the love of God, them using it is not what you and I have been talking about. And it's funny that they taught it to us without putting too many images in our people's minds here in the Americas anyway. We were left to assume when they talk about God, which is the spiritual connection that we as a people hold to the universe at large, that's not what they mean. That's not what the people who gave it to us, they don't mean none of that. Remember, the Greeks didn't believe in anything they couldn't see. So for this whole thing about the spiritual connection, the Greeks wasn't down with that, and their philosophies proved it out based on the tables of logic, the rules of logic, how to reach an analysis to something. All of those things are completely cut out of the picture. This is why anybody taking mathematics and any hard science, even in the college level today, God's not mentioned in that, because that's not what they believe in. They don't trust in things that they cannot see. That's why they always tell you, prove it to me. They always tell you that.
Brother Mahal.
Yes.
Brother Mahal. Then we asked ourselves a question. I asked myself a question. What is a Greek? How did this nation of people get started? Because I know that it had to be some crossbreeding for it to be Greek. Well, when the people from Hell, H-E-L-L, which is in Greek, conquered the Yehuda, who was black and had a child by them, they call it a Greek. That's where
right.
That's the reason Alexander said that the Greeks was the most smartest people in the world. But where did they get their smartest from? Was from the Yehuda, not the people of hell. Not this white
right.
boy.
And what was the Greek religious system called before Christianity?
Right. And see,
it was called what? Hellenism.
Yeah.
Hellenistic. That's right. Back to that word hell. And in Germany, hell is spelled H-E-I-L. And you have companies using this name.
Look like we're going to have to get on that next week because, next week we'll be in Pan Africa. Next Saturday, Brother.
Yes,
we
will.
All right.
All right, so I see that clock is gone.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Kamadiya. See you next week.
Kamadiya.